Hello and welcome to this special edition of Excessive Fantasy Violence. I'm Alistair Ball, and I'm going to be talking about some more of the films that I saw at this year's 60th BFI London Film Festival. I had a previous post on the website, which you can look up, where I talked about the first four films that I saw at the festival. They were Tower, The 13th, Spaceship, and The Worthy. The fifth film I saw at the festival was A Monster Calls, based on the novel by Patrick Ness and starring Sigourney Weaver and Liam Neeson. It was a really interesting film. It was a children's film, I guess you'd say young adult, I suppose. But the main character was a young boy whose mother was dying of cancer, and he escapes into a fantasy world in order to deal with this. It's one of those films that kind of plays around with the tropes of sort of monsters and fantasy. It has bits that are animated, bits that are sort of take place in sort of magical medieval-esque kingdoms. And there's all very much a sense of, is it real? Is it in the boy's head? Is it part of his coping mechanism? Is there some degree that the magic is real and is helping him to cope? It's a very emotional story. It does a really good job of blending sort of real world tragedy and a very emotional sort of family based story with a sort of, you know, sort of fantastical elements and stuff. It's very relatable. It was well acted on all parts, especially Liam Neeson, who did the voice of the sort of monster, which is a large tree at the end of the garden that comes to life. And is sort of the kind of the gateway to this sort of magical world. I don't want to say too much about it, so I don't spoil any of the kind of the twists and turns. But it's a really interesting story. It's good if you like YA. If you read the book, I haven't read the book, but if you have read the book, it's a good film. So I'm not sure how faithfully they've adapted it, but it is certainly a good film. After A Monster Calls, I saw Planetarium. Planetarium is a strange film. It's sort of half in French, half in English. It's about two sisters, one played by Natalie Portman, living in France in the 1930s. They're two American sisters, so it makes sense that, you know, sometimes they speak English, sometimes they speak French. They speak French to French characters and English to them, you know, between the two sisters. So the film is kind of a, you know, it's done in both languages. They are a pair of sisters who do seances. Not really certain whether they believe and they can actually contact the dead or not. But they sort of become interested in films. They meet a film mogul, and the Natalie Portman character starts acting in films. And this is all set sort of the backdrop of the rise of anti-Semitism and National Socialism in Germany and the outbreak of the war. So this is a film that goes to some dark places, certainly. There's a lot of tragedy, a lot of loss. It's a depressing film, but it's also got some uplifting moments. It's a beautiful, sort of very accurate, I think, rendering of the 1930s and the sort of costumes and the sort of set design and cars and the music, but they don't go out your way to bang you over the head with this is the period, you know, these are sort of major historical events. They sort of weave them in a bit, but it's done in a subtle way. You know, in reality, most people weren't bystanders to major historical events or did things that really summed up the period they were living in, so which is more realistic that these characters don't do any of those things. So it very much weaves the period in and around the film and what the characters are doing. It's a character-driven story. It's not a retelling of history. It's just set in an interesting period in history. If you're at all interested in the 1930s or interested in France, there's some very beautiful shots of the south of France. Natalie Portman is very good. It's a really interesting film. It's quite bleak and depressing in moments, but it's good. So I would certainly recommend Planetarium. if you're interested in any of those things. The next film I saw at the festival was Arrival, big budget sci-fi blockbuster starring Amy Adams and Jeremy Rayner. We'll be discussing this in the next issue of the podcast, so I won't say any more about that, but do tune in to hear me and Nick discuss Arrival. And then the film I saw after that, getting towards the end of the festival, was Stopover. This is another French film, this one entirely in French, but set in Cyprus, not in France. It follows a group of soldiers who are returning from Afghanistan, and they have a 3-day stopover in Cyprus where they sort of unwind, relax, reacclimatize themselves to civilian life, but also are debriefed about their what happened during the their deployment to Afghanistan. Now, the film is interesting as it focuses mainly on 3 female soldiers, which is an unusual take for a military film. A lot of sort of war films or films about the military do focus on male experience of war. This is interesting. It focuses on the female experience. It's a really interesting film. It shows sort of how sometimes female soldiers can be isolated from sort of the male sort of camaraderie of the soldiers, and also what tensions that produces. It also is really good at showing how soldiers who have seen and experienced some horrific things in war, how they struggle to adapt to regular life. And also it sort of shows why people end up in the military. It talks a bit about the hometown in France these characters come from and how they had no choices in life other than to go into the military. It's an interesting film about the military. It's got lots of feminist messages and themes, so that's very interesting. It's a really interesting portrayal of contemporary conflicts, but not in a sort of, again, straightforward, this is what it's like to be in a war zone. This is more like, this is the result that, or the effect that war has on people. I think it's, in that way, maybe more similar to The Deer Hunter than to say, Apocalypse Now. But it was a very interesting film. I liked it a lot. So that's the second wave of films I went to see. There were some other films, including a music documentary, a political biopic, and a low-budget British crime thriller. I'll be discussing all of those and my sort of summary view of the festival in the third and final installment of Excessive Fantasy Violence from the London Film Festival. I've been Alistair Ball. Thanks very much for listening.